Jawohl.
Need permission. This week, Friday, it's called Ta'anit Tzadikim. Certain Ta'aniot, fast days that we have, is obligation from Chachamim. Some of them are optionals. A few times a year, it says Shulchan Aruch dates. Certain dates, that something happened in the past. It's good to fast on those days. This coming Friday is one of them. But this day is different. Usually, fast day comes on the day of the month. We know Shiva Asabat Tammuz, 17 Tammuz, Hashanah Mashiach doesn't come next Sunday, night is coming next Sunday. Tisha B'Av, Asara B'Tevet, end of Tevet, third, Tishrei. This particular fast day, Shulchan Aruch, it's always Tzadikim going to fast the Friday before Parashat Chukat. Tish Shabbat is Parashat Chukat. A lot of people do Ta'anit on Friday. I says, what happened? He says, a few hundred years ago in Paris. Let's see, this is Notre Dame thing. They burned 20 cars, Gemarot, in all the books. They collected from all over. And then some little Holocaust. But they decided not to remember the date of the month. That's what did it happen? It says for generations to come. It says people, if you want to do Ta'anit on the day to remember what happened, you should do Ta'anit on that thing was on Friday, and the following Shabbat was Chukat. It says from now on, nothing to do with the day of the month. Every year, Friday before Shabbat Chukat, Ta'anit Tzadikim. Very, very strange. It's nothing to do with this. I mean, if you want to remember a tragedy, it's always the date of the month. It's nothing to do with the day of the week. This is very special. Must be that the message here is different than all the other messages. This Parashat Chukat, the Torah tells us, the first halacha is about the red cow. Even though the red cow was given to us already, 38 years ago, we came out of Egypt. 3 days after we left, after we crossed Yam Suf, we came to Mara. And over there, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them the laws of the red cow. And the red cow, the first red cow, was done by Moshe Rabbeinu the second day after he opened the Mishkan. It's also 38 years ago. The first one is almost 40 years ago. But nevertheless, the Torah decided, Hashem decided to put the laws of the red cow, this expansion. Of course, the Torah is not in order all the time. But the Gemara says, what is it all about? Why Hashem delayed the halachot of the red cow and postponed it till now? The Gemara says to tell you that the next episode, the next story after, is the death of Miriam. Miriam died. The only lady that died in the desert, there were no funerals of ladies in the desert, only men. The older ones. The only lady that died in the desert was Miriam. And the Gemara says, why did she die? The Gemara said she died to give a kapara, a forgiveness for Am Yisrael. To tell you, says the Gemara, likewise, a red cow is so called, if you may say, is a kapara, is a forgiveness, even though it's not really a forgiveness. This is just a tool to purify people. But the Torah calls it chatat. The Torah says that the red cow is a chatat, it's a kapara. Chachamim say it's a kapara on the Etz Hadat, the Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, and because of that, people dying. So the red cow is a kapara. The Gemara says, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote Parashat Chukat, starts with a paragraph about the red cow, to tell you the next paragraph, that Miriam died, is like the red cow. What does it mean? Like the red cow is a forgiveness for the sins of the people, same way Miriam was a forgiveness. It must be they did something very bad. And all of a sudden she died. So here the Torah paints the story. Torah says, we jumped 38 years now, and this is the new generation. Says the Gemara, this is a generation, a brand new generation. All the 600,000 people died already, and this generation is the one we're going to Eretz Israel now. Sounds like sinless. No sins. Torah says, they arrived in Kaddish. Gemara says there are two cities by the name of Kaddish. One is in the Sinai Desert. Over there we dwelled in one spot 19 years. The second one is in Jordan. In Jordan. And Kaddish is not far away from the place that Aaron HaKohen is buried. Not far from Moshe. Now Israel, when it came out of Egypt, the map shows, if you know the map, the map shows they came out of Egypt. And then they went to the desert, and from the desert, they ran around. They ran around under Yam HaMelech. But if you know what it's called, the red rock, Sela Adom. It's something to see if you want to take a look, pictures. There's a city, a big city, that was built inside a big rock. Am Yisrael went around and went to the east side of the Jordan River and went up. And on the way, the place is called Kaddish, on the east side of the Jordan River. And over there, Am Yisrael got now, and Miriam died over there. And again, Miriam died for Kapara. Since the Torah continues the story, since Miriam died, there's no water. All of a sudden, no water. Says the Gemara, until Miriam died, her merit, we had water. It's called Be'er Miriam, the well of Miriam. It was like a ball, like a rock, in the shape of a ball, turning around and following the camp. A miracle. The Gemara said, every time the park, the head of the tribe used to come with a stick and draw a line on the floor till the place that his tribe parked, and all of a sudden, water came, unlimited water came. And the Gemara said, every head of the tribe used to come and draw a line from that ball. At the end, the whole thing was like in Holland, Rotterdam, you need a boat. The Gemara says they had canoes, and they went from one place to the next. The whole thing, all the tents, were on the seashore. It means it was a sea, it was a river. It's like a beach, the whole thing. That's how beautiful it was, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, this Miriam died, they arrived in Kaddish, Miriam dropped dead, like in America, and no water. No water. Since the reason why we had that water is because of Miriam, Zchut of Miriam. We'll see later maybe why. But that's the Gemara says. Gemara says the water in the desert because of Miriam. And then when we crossed Jordan River with Joshua, the well of Miriam went into the Kinneret. That's the secret of the Kinneret. The well is there. Some people know exactly where it is also. Ari one time took Rabbi Chaim Vital on a little ship. And he took him to a place and he drew some water and gave him to drink. He said, now you're going to be very smart. Now you know all the secrets. This is because the well of Miriam, this ball is inside here. And now the ball is here, but there's no water. So what is this? The Am Yisrael came to Moshe and Aaron. While Moshe and Aaron were sitting Shiva on Miriam, Am Yisrael came, and Moshe told Aaron, look how many people coming to comfort us. So Moshe said, no, I see on the faces, they're coming to complain, something happened. Obviously, Moshe now did not know what happened. They were sitting in a tent, and maybe they had, Poland Spring. And Am Yisrael came to Moshe, and they start to scream at him. And at Aaron, and they say like this, why did you take us out of Egypt, and you brought us to this bad place? We cannot sit over here. We cannot have any trees over here. Why did you bring over here? Now we're going to die over here. Better, what we should have died in Egypt. The Gemara says, Moshe was sitting Shiva with Aaron, and Hashem told Moshe, get up, no mourning on your sister right now. Am Israel are right. It's the first time Hashem said they're right. As it's usually, every complaint, Hashem said, why are you complaining? Why you don't trust Hashem? Trust Hashem. And Hashem took you out of Egypt, you should trust Him. Hashem says, no. All of a sudden Hashem says, Moshe, they're right. Get out, get up, and get out. Take your stick, and go to the rock, and talk to the rock. Again, the question is, what are they saying? They're saying, Moshe, why did you take us out of Egypt? You brought us to this bad place. What do you mean bad? First, they emphasize the word bad. Secondly, they said, you cannot sit over here. What do you mean you cannot sit over here? Who needs to sit? Why do you need to sit? First, you have man. And if not, big deal. So, you're temporary. Just parked over here for who knows how long, how many days. You need to have trees. And they said, yeah, we want figs. And we want grapes. And you want a pomegranate, same fruits that the spies brought. But the question is, Moshe said, I didn't bring you over here. Didn't you remember? The spies came back. And you brought our fathers, they rejected Eretz Israel. They said, we're not going to Israel. So we're stuck here. We're stuck here. Now we're going to Israel. Okay, we have some things to do now. And eventually, we're going to cross the Jordan River. So what do you mean you tell me, why did I bring you over here? What do you mean I didn't bring you over here? You brought yourself here. We should have been in Israel already. It's because of you. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they're right. They're right. Hashem did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu, they're wrong. Why are they complaining? And then Hashem tells Moshe like this, you go take the stick and go to the rock. So Rabbeinu Yotam ben Uziel says, why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go speak to the rock. So Rabbeinu Yotam ben Uziel said, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu this way. You go speak to the rock. And if he doesn't listen, hit him. What does it mean doesn't listen? What does it mean he doesn't listen? What does it mean talking to the rock? So Gemara, the Torah says that's what happened. So he comes to Gemara and tells us exactly what was going on over there. So the Gemara says like this, Moshe went to the rock and said the Mishnah and Halacha next to the rock. And the Gemara says, happened to be this was the wrong rock, even though it was a bowl. And Moshe recognized the bowl. Gemara says, no, that bowl really that gave water in the last 38 years rolled away, and another bowl as a rock came, and it's the wrong one. This means it's a very, very strange thing. What does it mean exactly? Hashem tells Moshe, go speak to the rock, and it's the wrong rock. And Moshe doesn't know. The Gemara says, Moshe looks at the rock, he doesn't know the rock. And Moshe speaks to the rock, there's no water. So Moshe raises his stick, as Hashem told him, hit him. At that moment, he raises his stick. That ball runs away, and the original ball comes, and Moshe hits the original ball. So it's a very strange thing. It looks fiction. It doesn't look real. And Moshe is coming to speak to the rock, and all of a sudden the rock disappears. What does it mean? What does it mean exactly? But in the text, in the Gemara, in the text. And then Moshe hit the rock. The Torah emphasizes that Moshe hit the rock twice. So the Gemara says, why did Moshe have to hit the rock twice? The Gemara says, the first time Moshe hit the rock, blood came out. Blood from a rock. How did blood from a rock? The Gemara says, therefore Moshe hit the rock again, and then water came out. Then Hashem told Moshe, why did you hit the rock? I told you to speak to the rock. I said, I spoke to the rock. The rock ran away. What do you want for my life? The whole thing is set up. Hashem said, listen, Moshe, you did not do Kiddush Hashem, you should have spoken to the rock. Yes, Hashem, you told me to speak to the rock, I spoke to him. Moshe, I swear you cannot go to Israel. Finished. Comes the Gemara and says the whole thing is just, you know, a setup. It's something that fiction. Hashem did it that way. In the whole story that we read was planned that way. And the Torah tells us, the Gemara explained that the magician in Egypt, when Pharaoh came with the decree to throw all the babies into the Nile, is because the magicians told Pharaoh, today the Jewish Mashiach was born, but we see is going to die because of water. Therefore, Pharaoh came and decreed that all the children, even the Egyptian ones from the hospital, whoever was born today, into the Nile. Therefore, Yocheved put Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket on the Nile. The minute she put him on the Nile, the magician said, he's dead. He didn't know that Moshe is in the basket. But they saw, the Torah emphasized, Emma Meribah, the Torah says, remember 40 years ago, the Egyptians, not 40 years ago, 80, 120 years ago, when Moshe was born, the magician said he's going to die because of water. Here it is. That's water. Look how far they saw the magician. They look at the stars. He says, what's the story about? The whole thing is fiction. So what's the whole thing? So what's the real thing over here that Hashem wants us to know? You read the story, you say, well, listen, Miriam died, there's no water, and Moshe hit the rock, the whole thing is a lie. Never happened straight. So comes the Gemara and tells us like this. The earth, when Adam HaRishon was created before he ate from the tree, the Gemara says he took a walk around the globe. And he said, where is going to be communities and trees, and where is going to be the deserts? Not only that, says the Gemara, says Rashi, Masechet Brachot, if you want to take a look, page 31, he decided with his wisdom what kind of trees and what kind of vegetables should grow in every place. And here comes the Gemara and says, was the one nation, the nation was named Hori, they used to pick up sand, soil, smell it. And they used to say like this, this place here was meant for this kind of tree. Of course you can plant anything you want. But the real taste of that fruit or that vegetable designated by Adam HaRishon in that particular spot. You can plant anything you want. But what Hashem had in mind, that every fruit and every vegetable should have an original taste. That's why if you know, you buy a fruit here, and you buy a fruit in a different place, it doesn't have the same taste. It doesn't have the same taste. For sure, different countries. Even if the same country, not the same thing. Even your backyard and somebody else's backyard, if you know how to taste, you have to have a job. You know, there's a job of taster, you know, all the wine companies. They have a guy, they pay him a lot of money. That's why all the time that you buy wine or grape juice or oranges also taste the same. I don't know if it tastes the same exactly. But all the grapes taste the same? No. But after they make the wine, after they make the grape juice, after they make the oranges, the guy, there's a big batch. Tremendous big batch, 100,000 gallons or something. And they give him a cup, taste it? He said, no, it's not like what the last batch. Therefore, put inside something, put something until it matches. And by the way, if you have a good memory, good taste, it's not the same what it was 40 years ago. Because I remember 50 years ago, almost, I came to America, I remember the taste of orange juice and grape juice, it's not the same. From the same company, it's not the same. But the reason for that is because they get grapes from other places also. They would get the same grapes from the same place all the time. And one export, import, any other grapes or something would be the same all the time. But the grapes in one place doesn't taste like the grapes in another state, in another place. It doesn't matter. The Gemara says the difference between mountain and valleys also. The Gemara says the fruit that grows on the mountain is the best. If it goes in the valley, it's not the best. It says dates are the opposite. Dates should be in the valley, not in the mountain. So the Gemara says Adam HaRishon decided it. So the desert that we have around the world is because it's going to be desert forever. I mean, eventually you can go. But Adam HaRishon said, leave it alone. I mean, no. He knew because the ground over there is no good. So the story goes like this. That even the places that might be good, but they can get ruined by the behavior of the people. Now this is a person does something they're not supposed to do, it destroys the place. Just like our mom says, somebody did a sin. When you do teshuva, you have to go to the place you committed the sin. Say the Lashon Hara, some place in Hong Kong. Before Yom Kippur, says the Rambam, you have to go to Hong Kong. The place you say Lashon Hara, over there, say over there, I'm sorry, Hashem. And Halacha and the Rambam. He says, why have to go to Hong Kong? I'm here. I confess here. No. The Rambam Boto Makom. The place that you see the scene over there, you need to confess and do teshuva over there. So why? Because you're in the spot. Therefore, the Gemara says, in the Dora Mabul, says the animals used to commit the same sins like people. And says, since the animals walked on the same spot, so you walk on the same spot, there's a bad energy in the spot. They say one time the Baal Shem Tov was a Norwegian, and all of a sudden, the guy that drives the horses took a knife and wants to kill the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov told his students, tell him just to go a few feet. All of a sudden, he put the knife down, like nothing happened. His students asked Baal Shem Tov, what is this? He said, now we pass the place that Cain killed Hebel. There's a bad energy inside the ground. And the Gemara says, rivers have bad energy. The Gemara says, sometimes you go drink water from someplace, you can die from the water. You can have the wrong ideas in your head. The Gemara says, the water is very dangerous, the Gemara says. I says, in a few weeks, Israel came to Shittim, the Gemara says, they drink away the water from the river. And all of a sudden, the assimilation started. The Gemara says, what happened? Assimilation, now? Huh? Assimilation? Sadiqim, the Gemara says, it's not their fault. They drink from the water. The water contaminated. Comes the Gemara, comes the Torah, and says, I want to explain to you a certain idea that you understand. Here comes the Torah and Sefer Bereshit and tells us the First World War. Like we say, I don't care less. I mean, the Torah tells it to me, even if I like stories, it doesn't matter to me. The Torah tells you a story that four wicked kings from the east side of the Jordan River went to attack five nations on the west side of the Jordan River. And the Torah tells you exactly where the war took place. You need to know. It's Torah. This is 5,000 years ago. You need to know. Not 5,000, a little bit less. How many ways the time was 52 years old? So one of the spots in the Torah describes where the war took place and bloodshed and they killed people. The Torah says, Ein Mishpat Hi Kadesh. The place they were fighting, the king each other. It's called Ein Mishpat, the water of the judgment. It is Kaddish, says the Gemara. Excuse me. Are we talking about Tam Avraham Avinu? It was no Kaddish. Who's Kaddish is this? Who is water? Someone said, no. Hashem wanted to know, one day you're going to read the Torah, and this is Parashat Chukat, and you see that in Kaddish was some kind of a judgment against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe is going to die. I wanted to know that the war that those four kings there had against the five kings happened to be in Kaddish. And I says, we'll have to know. Who cares about it? This is the Torah has to tell you this part, that you go to Sefer Bamidbar. A few thousand years later, you know you are, remember? Where did it say the word Kaddish? Look at Sefer Bereshit Parashat Lech Lecha, the best world war. He says, what is the meaning of it? So, Rabin tells us like this. Every place there was a war, there's blood inside the ground. Sometimes, earth swallowed blood. Likewise, Chachamim say, when Cain killed Hevel, Hashem asked Cain, where is your brother? He said, I have no idea. Hashem told him, no, the blood of your brother screaming to me from downstairs. What is downstairs? I thought the blood just, you know, get mixed with his hand. No. He says, earth open up and swallow blood. That place. And the Baal Shem Tov passed by. Since the guy wanted to kill the Baal Shem Tov. Because the blood is inside him. Here comes the Torah. The Torah is going to paint you a story. Look what happened. I'm Israel, new generation. Sinless people? Okay, fine. Says the Torah, Vayeshev Am BeKadesh. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you something what happened. They arrived to that place in Jordan after the war in the Sinai Desert. Of course, Sinai is a disaster, the weather. And over there in Jordan, most of the time it's beautiful weather, a lot of rain. Gemara says they came to Kaddish. They said, wow, even though they were under the cloud. They said, it's such a good place over here. They decided they're going to take it easy over here. The Gemara says, look, you came out of Egypt in order to go to Eretz Israel. You on transit. You have no permission to sit down and said, let's wait. You on the run. The Gemara says, this was a major sin. Sounds like the Gemara says, like 30 years ago, when the spies came back, I was saying, we're not going to Israel. And 600,000 people died. So, now, you can say, I like this place. It's okay, this is a stop, okay, we stop up here. But it's not something that you should dwell. Every time it says in the Torah, Vayeshev, it means something bad is going to happen. Because you don't settle. You have to be on the run, and you aim, Yelchu Mechayil El Chayil. The Melech says in the Tehillim, you always have to go further. It's not status quo. You have to go. You want to go to Yerushalayim. Avraham Avinu was going. Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Hashem said that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were running in front of him like horses. Where are you running? I'm running for the Yeshua of Hashem. Running for Hashem should have Beit HaMikdash. Hashem should have his saviors. Hashem should have Mashiach. You can't ask, okay, I'm okay. You're not okay. It's one of the Chachamim before the Holocaust wrote a book called Meshech Chochma. He lived in Russia. Was Dvinsk. He wrote a book, it's called Meshech Chochma. He writes in the book, the people in Berlin, they think Berlin is Yerushalayim. Look at the mansions they built over there. They're all happy over there. They think this is the destination. He writes in his book, soon there's going to be Holocaust in Europe. This is before the Holocaust. There's going to be Holocaust to tell the people that you have to know. Your destination is Eretz Israel. In time of the Gemara, the time of the Tanakh after the destruction of the Tamikdash, Chachamim said, you're not allowed to build houses
from cement.
Only from wood. Because cement, it means you're permanent. You're not permanent. Wood means nothing. So the Gemara says people were not allowed to build houses from cement. Because you have to have your brain. I'm going to Israel. I met somebody. He used to drive the Mashgiach in Likud after Mincha home. One day he came to him and said, Mashgiach, maybe Mashgiach knows somebody goes to Israel because I want to send a package. Mashgiach said, yeah, I'm going to Israel. Either today or tomorrow. Happened to be. So he said, can I bring the Mashgiach the package? He said, yeah. So he told me the story. He used to drive him every day after Mincha to his house. So he told me that he took the package and he came to the Mashgiach's house. Rav Nosson Wacht was there. He knocked on the door and the Ravanit opened the door. I said, yes. He said, I have a package for the Mashgiach. I said, what is the Mashgiach for? He said, he's going to Israel. I need it. So she started to laugh. He said, he goes to Israel every day. Hmm. Every day he goes to Israel. Chafetz Chaim, every time somebody knocked on the door, he used to put his jacket in his head. He said, I think Mashiach is here. That's the thirst and the idea that the person should have in his head. The one track mind. Mashiach Israel, all the time. Says the Gemara here, look, new generation, you know what happened? They said they like it here. For this million died, says the Gemara. You need a kapara, because you should have died instantly. Because you're on the path of your fathers. They died in the desert because they don't want to go to Israel. You're not better than them. If you want to go to Israel, you don't stop here. You go straight to Israel. He says, so I like it. You can't like it. You can't say, I like it. The Gemara says, you know, Chachamim decided that Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Israel, the earth is contaminated. Anybody went outside of Eretz Israel, came back, had to be sprinkled with ashes of the red cow. Even though I didn't go to a cemetery. I didn't touch the dead man. He said, no. Outside of Israel is no Kedusha. The Kedusha is Bet HaKnesset, yes, but not in your houses. Forget about it. So you cannot dwell in that place, especially this place is Kadesh. He said, you know what? How did it happen to those people? That's the question. Didn't you see what happened to your fathers? They died in the desert because they didn't want to go to Israel. What happened to you? You know what happened to me? I'll tell you what happened to me. Moshe parked us on that spot. Underneath the spot here, bloodshed. The earth is contaminated here. And that's what the Torah tells us in Sefer Bereshit. The war took place in Kaddish. He says, wait, what is going to happen? So therefore, there's no water. He said, why is no water? Because it's no Miriam. He said, we know why. What? Because Miriam died. Because Miriam's aim was Eretz Israel. You don't want to go to Israel. The water stopped. Okay, water stopped. They come to Moshe. He said, Moshe, you know how bad it is over here? And the Ephesus says to Moshe, why did you bring us to this bad place? What are you trying to say to him? What are you trying to say? Trying to say, it's the first time they used that word, bad place. A few times they came to Moshe and said, listen, why do you take us out of Egypt? We'd like to go back. This is not it. This over here, they emphasized it. They felt it's bad. He said, Moshe, we know it's not good. You see, because Adam HaRishon, he decided where to plant what. We can't plant over here nothing. Look, must be this contaminated place here. Why do you bring another? And therefore Hashem told Moshe, listen, get up from Shiva, go over there, and give them water because they're right. It's the first time Hashem said they're right. Why? Because the power is in our place. So Hashem told Moshe, look, you take the stick, and you go over there, and you speak to the rock. And if he's not going to listen, since when Hashem talks like this? If Hashem would have said no, he says, either the rock listen or don't listen. Hashem doesn't know, say, if he doesn't listen, yeah, maybe on a person. Yeah. Pharaoh. He said, look, the first Tuesday, earth did not listen to Hashem. Then the earth swallowed the blood of heaven. The Rambam writes in his commentary, you should know, all the objects, all the stars and earth, all have brain. Don't think this is just an idol.
So Earth has experience that she doesn't listen. Actually, the Gemara says Hashem cursed Earth. 9 curses. Hashem cursed Adam Rishon, 10 curses. Chava, 10 curses. Snake, 10 curses. And Hashem cursed Earth. When it cursed Earth. Earth is a dead thing. No, it's not. 9 curses. Altogether 39 curses. Well, says that's why we have 39 melachot on Shabbat. But 9 belongs to Earth. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, I don't know what's going to happen because Earth doesn't listen to me. Especially over here, it's a contaminated place. Let's speak to the rock. Now that rock is standing right now in a contaminated place. So Earth has kind of a movement, like let's say Parasha, Earth swallowed Koch. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, you take the stick and you go over there. You speak to the rock. If he listens, fine. Say the Torah. If not, hear. The Torah says, look what Earth is playing the game. Earth is playing the game. Earth is moving. The rock. Earth, when Moshe spoke to the rock, Earth brought the wrong rock. No water came. So Moshe raised the stick. So Earth, wicked Earth, brought back the original rock, and then Moshe hit the rock. The Torah says twice. The first time he hit the rock, blood. How did he get blood? His place has blood underneath. So there was a bloodshed over here. Therefore, it's blood. The second time he hit it, Hashem said, Moshe, what did you do? He said, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. Gemara says the whole thing is a fiction. The whole thing is to tell us that Hashem wants us to know Parashat Chukar, how important it is to go to Eretz Israel. I'm nobody, but the way the history goes, only few people have in mind to go to Eretz Israel. With all the respect to our great grandparents, it was hard. You can't judge nobody, Chas Shalom. It was a hard decision to pack up your suitcases and leave Vilna. And leave Vince and go on the ship to go to Eretz Israel. Very hard. So that's what Meshech Chochma writes in his book. The people in Europe felt this is Yerushalayim. He predicted the Holocaust. There were a lot of Holocausts in Europe, a lot. Maybe that's like what Meshech Chochma said. This is like that generation that didn't want to go to Eretz Israel. That's what Chachamim said, you know, Parashat Chukat. Parashat Chukat, Friday is a Tanit. What's the Tanit about? And he says, listen, you know, happened, they took two big cars filled up with shas and all the machine, everything, and they burn it. This is Notre Dame in Paris. He says, you know, you make it Tanit. Tanit, Parashat Chukat, you know Parashat Chukat? Parah Adoma, the fire. Fire? No, that's not the message. You know why you burn the Parah Adoma? For Kapara. You know what Kapara is? Kapara is from Miriam. You know why Kapara is from Miriam? Because Miriam didn't do anything. I said, who did? Their generation. What did they do? They just did not want to go to Israel. Likewise, 2.4 million people in Egypt. And Moshe said, we're leaving. No, we're not leaving. We feel very comfortable in Egypt. Doesn't matter, we're slaves. We're not leaving Egypt. So they die. Need Kapara not to die because they don't want to go to Israel. It says, Parashat Chukat. It says, Friday is a Tani. I need to remember Parashat Chukat, to remember that all the Holocaust is Meshech Chochma said, because people felt too comfortable at the Eretz Yisrael. We watched the Tzion Doresh enough. So the Taniot coming, Shivasa Betamuz, we need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we want to come out of exile. And Meshech come by Mamelami.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom.